You know, it's just a mentality that, you know, we have to create. You know, just basic things. You know, we just didn't execute on the field like we needed to. And so we're working hard to get those changes made. You know, after watching the tape, it was just really just, you know, a couple things here, a couple things there. I mean, it's just really simple stuff that that we can get corrected on the field. I mean, you know, missed tackles, things like that. I mean, just kind of all over the board. It wasn't one particular thing. Yeah, I think that was definitely a part of the problem. You know, I know for me, a couple times I was out of position, and those are just mistakes you can't make against a good team. I don't think so. I you know, for us, it was just like I said, it was just a few things here and that can be corrected. Really simple stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just mistakes you cannot make, you know, in that type of game. So, well, first of all, closing out a game is big because there's, you know, it's just, you know, you play a game with a good team like Baltimore, and if you make, you know, the wrong moves, especially at the end of the game, you know, you're going to have a hard time winning. And so, you know, for us, it was just, and I think in all the games we've played in, it's just learning how to finish that out and making the right plays at the right times. And, you know, it's a lot harder to do than you realize. So it's something we're working on. I think it's a continual progression.
All correctable.
Yeah. All correctable. Definitely. Yeah. It's a mentality, you know, it's a learned mentality. And so, as you, create more, you know, competitive desire within yourself and you realize how hard it is to win in this league. You know, you can't make mistakes. You can't lose your cool. I mean, just, you know, really basic things. But, you know, as you create that mentality, you'll start to notice that the games are, you know, going your way towards the end of the game. People start to fold. Guys get tired on the opposite side of the ball. And so really, that's what I mean when I say learn that mindset. That's really what it means. Yeah, you know, it's tough to, you know, it's tough to lose games like that because it's, you know, you feel like in some cases you beat yourself versus getting beat. So, you know, I think it really doesn't matter. The bottom line is we lost the game, you know, but it does show you that, you know, if we make a couple corrections here and there, we'll be on the way to, you know, winning those games, those close games. I don't, probably not. Probably just tackling and gap assignment. It's just, you know, it's pretty simple stuff. It's just us making the plays on the field. Just encouragement and also let us know where we stand, where we need to get to, the corrections obviously that need to be made, and you know, there's a lot of positive to draw from everything we've experienced thus far, so you can't forget those things. And then most of it's going to be corrections that need to be made. Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, it can either help or hurt. You gotta make a decision on what it's going to do. So really just, you know, getting your body back, you know, getting more healthy, and I think just mentally, just being able to take a little bit of downtime and kind of resettle in, rethink your goals and what we need to do as a team.